Hello and welcome to Steve's DI Podcast. My guest today is Chris Bussey. Chris is an executive benefit specialist at Source Brokerage. Today we're going to talk to Chris about targeting the best groups for guaranteed standard disability insurance, also known as GSI, and introducing the concept of GSI to potential prospects. Hi, Chris. Thanks for joining us on our podcast today.
Well, thanks, Steve, and thanks for bringing me on your podcast.
Well, tell us about your experience in the group market before you joined Source Brokerage as an executive benefit specialist.
Sure. So at Standard Insurance, one of our main focuses was to hone in on white-collar industries, law firms, physician groups, et cetera. And the reason for that is because that's where Standard Insurance was mostly focused, and that's where they were most competitive. And that is where executive benefits was, you know, introduced to me in the first place because of working so much with attorney groups, physicians, et cetera, who desire this type of insurance. It really encouraged me to get out there and do this full time. And I could only do that by making a change, you know, going from Standard Insurance, who's one of the, you know, foremost leaders in executive benefits, making that change, going from there to being independent where I can work with all industries and all insurance companies, which is what I do now.
Well, Chris, can you give us a little brief overview of guaranteed standard issue?
Steve, you know, for the most part, group insurance for industries such as, you know, law firms and physician groups, and even just any industry out there that has executives, which most do, you know, the group insurance plan is really made for the majority of the employees, but it's not tailor-made for the executives, and that becomes a problem. And there's a term that we use called reverse discrimination. And what that means is that although you're paying your executives and your highest income employees the most within the group, they're typically insured for the less as far as a percentage of their income. So when you talk about group maximum benefits being capped at certain levels, you know, that's to the disadvantage of the highest income earners in the group. So there's a few main points of GSI or guaranteed issue disability coverage, and one of them is to eliminate that reverse discrimination problem that we have so prevalent in most of the industries that we work in. And it's getting them up to around the same income replacement level that we see, you know, amongst the rank and file, which is typically around 60%. The importance of the guarantee issue, however, is that there is no underwriting, you know. So whereas, you know, years and years ago, the process was if we needed more, you know, income replacement, we would go out on the individual market, medically underwrite everybody, and hope for the best. Steve, like you know, unfortunately, that always doesn't work out for the best, depending on, you know, medical history of clients. And most employers that I speak with, their main goal, regardless of medical history, is to provide their executives with the best insurance coverage possible. And the only way to do that is to make sure that it's approved. And that's the beauty of GSI insurance, is that there are no medical questions. As long as they're actively at work, they get approved on the plan just like a group plan. And that's the beauty of it.
You know, I feel, you know, you've been doing this for quite a few years, Chris. You know, what do you think motivates employers to put these GSI plans in force?
The reason why I see it come up the most is to attract and retain talent, like I mentioned before, that I've been trained on since college, is as far as making sure that not only do they pay their executives up there with the averages that they see across industries. For example, I work with a lot of hospitals, and hospitals want to make sure that their executives are paid efficiently to keep up with their competition, because the last thing they want is a highly valued executive, you know, to walk across the street and work for another hospital due to, you know, higher income offers. And the same goes with benefits. Disability insurance was ranked in the top five every single year that we look at it as far as what's most important to executives or highly paid professionals. And when it comes to benefits, you know, what's more important than your income? And so these industries and these hospitals and, you know, any group that you look at, they want to make sure that if something does happen to one of their executives, that they're taken care of. It's about keeping those employees at your work, but also taking care of them, you know, if something were to happen to them. And that last part is important because it alleviates some risk from the employer too. You know, if you think about it, if a highly paid executive or a key employee goes out on a disability and they're insufficiently covered, well, what happens most of the time is that the employer attempts to look out for them on their own. And so that means salary continuation. And so instead of an employer just, you know, providing salary continuation out of their own monies, they are now providing what's called guaranteed issue coverage, which does that for them on their behalf.
Well, when you're talking to a producer, Chris, what are some of the advantages of selling GSI?
It's a good point. So the number one advantage always is just taking care of your client. And when you take care of your client, that means that they're more likely to stay with you instead of leave. And so that brings up another point is competition. More and more as folks like me promote benefits like this, is becoming more and more popular. And so if you're stuck in one of those segments of agents or advisors who don't promote these benefits, then you're falling behind the competition, and you leave yourself open to lose that client, that value client, on something so basic and fundamental that we can help with. It's about keeping up with the competition. It's about keeping your client, obviously, most importantly. The third thing is, obviously, is compensation. That's something that shouldn't be missed here. You know, there's not a lot of work involved in these policies because they are guaranteed issue. However, they do pay handsomely, and they typically pay significantly more than group insurance plans do. So you take care of your client, you keep up with the competition, or you take a step ahead of the competition, and you make, you know, wonderful money while you're doing it. So,
well, you know, Chris, we have been focusing upon GSI to maximize our production here at Source Brokerage. What I have found that is making up about a third of our overall production. What makes a good GSI prospect? You know, when you're talking to a producer, what do you feel is really a great prospect that you'll mention to them about?
Yeah, first and foremost, especially when I'm working with anybody that's involved in employee benefits, is, you know, is this company, do they value employee benefits? Nowadays, since we've grown further and further away from the recession, it just seems like most employers that we're talking to, they have no problem with spending a little bit more money to make sure that their highest valued employees are being taken care of. And mm-hmm. So the number one question and the number one thing I always look for is, are you working with an organization who wants to take care of their employees? You know, you just have some organizations out there that just don't prioritize benefits. But what we see for the most part nowadays is that organizations are finding out that in order to attract that talent, retain it, and keep folks happy, they need to make sure their benefits are on par with the best in the industry. And absolutely, that's the number one thing I would look for is, do they want to take care of their employees?
Well, as far as professional groups, is there any one that's better than the other as far as potential prospects?
Sure. Well, there's two that are automatically wonderful prospects, and that's simply because they either already have a similar program and they're looking to enhance it, or they've been looking for a program like this, and that's law firms and physicians. So attorneys and physicians, we all know, love disability insurance. They love it even more when they don't have to go through any underwriting. Attorneys mm-hmm. and physicians are the number one and number two, I would say, for guaranteed issue coverage. Executives are three, and executives, as we all know, can fall into any pot. So whether you're dealing with a fashion company, a construction company, an IT consulting firm, or if it's, you know, a hospital that we talked about earlier, anywhere you can find executives, and I would typically say at least three or more. And I say three because that's typically the starting point for guaranteed issue coverage. Attorneys, physicians, and executives are going to be your top three targets for guaranteed issue coverage.
Well, when you are targeting these particular groups and you're talking to these producers, who do you indicate to them, the producers, that are the decision makers in these groups that they should be talking with?
Right, good question. So, you know, all groups can be different depending on the size and the nature of the group. But typically what we're looking for is starting with HR benefits managers who have a good grasp on what the benefits are currently. You know, if you talk to some of the highest paid employees at a group, you know, most of the time they don't even know what they have, which is surprising, you know, because those people make the most money, and yet typically they don't even know what they have, which is unfortunate until something, you know, were to happen. So typically what we do is we like to start with HR managers, people who have control over the benefits and would have some say in the decision-making process. And then typically that conversation leads to a CFO or a COO, which typically has more authority when it comes to making decisions. And then if you're dealing with a partnership, such as a physician group or an attorney group, it's always nice to get in front of the board, if there is a board, which can, you know, normally be a collective group of several individuals, or sometimes there's a managing partner. And so you're looking for, again, the HR team, you're looking for the CFO, or you're looking for the managing partner, which is typically the decision maker.
That's great advice. Thank you. You know, when you're looking, you know, at strategies for producers to get their foot in the door, is there anything you can recommend for them to do?
Yeah, I would say the number one thing is just showing the need. You know, you can talk about the concepts all you want. You can talk about the compensation all you want. You can talk about several different things because there's a lot of advantages, policy, quality advantages, pricing advantages, et cetera, when it comes to GSI programs. But the number one solution is to show the need. And when I say show the need, I mean literally show the incomes, show where the group benefit replaces their income at, which is typically extremely low when you're talking about the highest earners in an organization, and show them where you can get them to. So you're showing the situation, you're showing them the problem that they currently have, and you're showing them a solution. And it's pretty straightforward. And that's the best way, is just simply show the problem and show a solution that you can provide.
How do producers introduce the GSI to potential prospects?
I would say they introduce it by showing that need. You know, if you're lucky enough to have the advantage of having that information at your disposal, which would be the census information, the incomes, et cetera, being able to show that current situation and that need is the easiest way to introduce the topic. And if you don't have that information, if you're perhaps just getting introduced to this group and you're not privy to that information yet, I think just talking about an example or a case study. You know, we have so many groups that we work with that it's pretty easy to either get approval for a referral. So, you know, a like industry, let's say they want to call in a hospital of executives, we can work with one of our groups that we've already placed and use them as a referral and show them a case study of how it works for them and how it could work for them as well. Because, you know, most industries, if they're similar, they have the same problems. You know, it may be different based on incomes and how many lives, et cetera. But if you're working with hospitals, they all have the same issue. If you're working with law firms, they all have a similar issue. You know, these industries are very, very alike.
Okay, great. Well, you know, Chris, a lot of producers, you know, they aren't really familiar with GSI. They aren't familiar with the process. You know, how can you help producers market and sell GSI?
Yeah, so I'm a little bit different from others that do similar to what I do, is that I actually have boots on the ground, meaning that I help my producers present this. You know, I feel that most advisors and producers have no problem whatsoever bringing in an expert when they know that they're an expert. And when I show my ability to explain these benefits in a thorough fashion and show how it's effective for other like industries, they have no problem with bringing me in and introducing me and introducing the topic that way. I think that works most effectively, because you're not having to train an advisor or a producer on the product and the pricing and what to look for. You're simply bringing in the professional to get it done. And that's how I see it work most effectively. You know, just like anything else, I work with advisors who pull in 5, 6, 7, sometimes up to 10 different advisors just for different things, mm-hmm. whether it's health consulting or health insurance or health advocacy or employee assistance programs. Or long-term care. Advisors bring in the professionals to get it done. And I think that's where we see the most success.
Well, great, Chris. I think you gave us great, you know, inputs here in regards to GSI and how to actually present it and some of the advantages of it. And I just want to thank you for joining us today on our podcast. And, you know, to our listeners, if you have any questions, need information about GSI, you may call either me or Chris Bussey, or email us, or go to our website, www.sourcebrokeragedi.com, for contact information. We'd be glad to help you out. Thank you.